It's not like any other podcast, coming to you straight from the heartland, where investing is told like it is. It's time for Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. Hold on, because here comes the next episode of the Paranoid Banker Podcast.
Well, hey there, Darren Garman here, and welcome to this week's podcast. And we are going to go somewhere that we rarely go on this podcast. We're going to go deep. And we're going to go into the weeds a little bit, but I promise that it's not going to be dull. It's just going to be bringing out a point that all of us need to consider, especially if we're using the internet for our basis of information. And I guess what really kind of got me thinking about this and started on this is just getting sick and tired of what I've been seeing, what's being communicated out there, and I think it's time that at least somebody like says something about this, because it's a big problem. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about going underneath the surface. And a lot of times in the past when I have talked about going under the surface, I've always talked about properties, specifically apartments, and sometimes commercial properties too. And what I've usually meant by going under the surface is, you know, looking at the property on the surface. What does it look like? What do the numbers look like? How does it perform on the surface? And then taking a dive under the surface and realistically assessing what can you realistically do to this property or properties once you take over. So that's pretty much in a nutshell kind of my modus operandi, really, is I'll take a look at a property on the surface and then I'll go under the surface and decide how much rent can I really charge versus what the current owner is charging. How much can I raise the income versus what the current owner is receiving in terms of income? How much can I reduce the expenses? How can my management improve things? So when I do this, I go under the surface, and I've been recommending to my customers and private clients now over the years to do the same thing. And there's a methodology and a process that I go through to do that. But that's another discussion for another time. But anyway, so that's really what I've been doing is over the years, when I talk about going under the surface, that's what I've been talking about, but not today. I want to go under the surface on what is being sold out there by people, especially when it comes to opportunity selling. And a lot of times what's in that opportunity selling is real estate. What I like to call get rich quick in real estate. It used to be years ago, before the advent of the internet, that you would see long form TV commercials about this. Infomercials. Folks like Carlton Sheets with their no money down courses. And there's I could name probably 12 or 13 other gurus of information to sell to those looking to get rich in real estate. And by the way, I'm not criticizing them, and that's not what this podcast is about specifically, them in the past, because some of the stuff that they talked about does work and is worth exploring. But what I really want to do is fast forward to today, and well, let me just put it to you this way. So I'm on YouTube looking at, listening to some videos while I'm on my elliptical machine here a couple of days ago. And I've got it cranked loud so I can hear it, and I'm watching it. And within an hour's period of time, I have four ads that stop my video and are pitching me on how easy it is to make money in real estate. And it's some guy, in front of some fancy car or getting out of a plane or walking toward a private jet and talking about how much damn money they make in real estate, how much money you can make by joining them in owning the real estate, and how fantastic it is. And the innuendo there is by getting their stuff, buying their stuff, or buying into their properties, you will be rich. Okay? That easy. I mean, that's not what they come out and say, but that's the innuendo you get. So take some time, whenever, and just go online, whether it's YouTube or somewhere else, and look at all of the bullshit pitches out there where you've got people talking to you, usually in video, about how damn easy it is to get rich and how damn easy it is as long as you do what? That's right. You get their stuff. You invest with them. And, you know, pretty much your dreams will come true. And so, look, my fear is here that people actually start thinking that this is the case and that this is achievable. That's my fear. And I fear that because I have more and more potential investors contacting me and, you know, pretty much comparing what we're doing here to other alternatives that they're looking at. And unfortunately, some of those alternatives are this BS, watch a video for 10 minutes, solves all your problems, you invest in whatever they're doing or what they're up to, and your problems are solved. You know, years ago, when you'd see most of this stuff on TV or even radio, you know, there was kind of a barrier there that would give you at least a sense of expectation in terms of common sense. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that you don't have common sense. I'm just saying that today, especially, and it does skew this way with younger investors, they feel that being an investor and calling themselves investors is super easy, and it's sitting in front of a computer for a few hours a day, making a few phone calls, and money just kind of keeps rolling in. And so we really need to set the record straight, and I need to say like two or three things about this, just to always keep in mind. First of all, let's get this one out of the way. It is never, never, ever as easy as you think it's going to be or as easy as what someone tells you. Never is that the case. Okay. There's a reason why 5%, less than 5% actually, of Americans are considered rich. Okay. It's because it's not easy. Okay, because if it was, it wouldn't be less than 5%, right? If you look at billionaires, I mean, you know, we don't even have to go that far. If you look at net worth of 10 million or more, let's just do that. And I'm talking non-inherited money here. You're like 3% or less of the population. Okay, why is it 3% and 97%? Because it's not easy. It's not. You have to work your ass off all the time in order to get even close to this. It is not easy. Okay? I have worked for 20 plus years, and I still don't have it all figured out at what I'm doing. And it's been, let me tell you, hard work and working all the time. And that's not to say I don't take time off once in a while, a vacation here or there. But look, if you're serious, you're working all the time because that's what it takes to get into that 3%, okay? Anything else that you're told, anything else that you see that tells you that that is not the case is total bullshit, Total bullshit. And so everybody, we all have our own goals and aspirations and what we consider to be, you know, what we want. So what I want to achieve financially is not necessarily what you may want to, vice versa. And all that's good. And that's fine. That's the way it should be. We should all have our, you know, we should all have our benchmarks, right? So for example, I don't want 600 employees. That would just, I mean, makes me sick just thinking about it. Other people, they would want 600 employees and they'd want to keep, continue to expand. Not so everybody's got their way of looking at this kind of stuff. And what is good enough for them. So that's number one. And right there, I probably have not told you something you don't already, at least at the core of your being, know. You probably know what I just said. So I don't think I've really given you any big revelation here. But the big thing that I think is even more important than what I just mentioned to you that we need to keep in mind is this. What are you being shown by whomever you're paying attention to? Okay. That is where the rubber meets the road. Okay. So again, I'm on my elliptical working away and this gentleman comes up, this ad about some real estate course you can buy or something you can do with this guy. And by the way, just like another little sidebar here, there are legitimate real estate guys that have been there, done that, and are teaching some really, really good stuff out there. I mean, I know of like a handful. And there's a couple guys that I talk to and see, you know, probably at least three or four times a year that are legitimate in the business, nose to nose, toes to toes, know what they're doing, and really want people out there to succeed and make a ton of money in the real estate business, whether active or passive investing. Okay. I mean, there's like a handful, but that's it. That's it. So this guy pops up and he's, you know, in front of a limo, talking about, you know, what his deals, what he's doing, and how easy it is to do it. And then, you know, the next shot's him, of course, with beautiful women. And then the next shot's, you know, walking away from a private plane. And look, you know, here's the deal. You know, all that is just models and production and shooting bullshit. Okay. The guy doesn't really have a plane. The guy doesn't really hang out with those beautiful girls. I mean, that's all just Hollywood. Is what that is. Okay. But again, I'm concerned that people think it's not Hollywood. Okay. And they think that is the way it is, or it can be. And I don't blame people for working hard and selling information, selling opportunities, talking to people about opportunities that are really, really good. Okay. But really, we're dealing with people here, for the most part, that, you know, they don't have any real experience in what they're doing. They maybe have done one or two deals. They've put some information together and they're, you know, out there trying to give you an impression of how fantastic things are for them, when in reality, it's just about selling you some stuff. So the thing that you really need to be paying attention to here is, what are they showing you? Okay. Are they like a lot of adults my age? So I'm in my early 50s. I don't spend a lot of time on Facebook, hardly any. But if and when I do, or I hear about it through my wife or my kids, a lot of people my age are doing what on Facebook? What do? They brag incessantly, in some cases, about how great things are. You know, here we are on our vacation. Here's what's great about this today. Here's what my kids did today and how fantastic they are. Here's the award they got, the good grades they got, the trophy they won. Here's how I did this. So it's on and on and on, right? Do you ever hear or see of any of the bullshit and problems that these people have? No, you hardly ever do, right? They're not talking about the fight and the argument they got in with their wife the night before, where he walked out of the house and was gone for 3 hours. No. You hear about how great the relationship is, right? I mean, that's the way it is. And that's just like what you see in these internet video things and this internet selling stuff. So, and again, there are legitimate folks out there doing this. And what they're doing is real world, real stuff. So when you see me on video, I'm walking around with people usually. I mean, I do have videos where I'm showing you how to do things. I'm going to be having a video coming up here in the next 90 days where I'm going to dig into why, if you're my age, like 50 years or older, you really need to be investing in apartments. And I go into why that is. So there's going to be that coming out. You see me touring properties, not looking like the owner. I mean, I've got my hat on, my camouflage shorts on. And I mean, I'm looking like I'm one of the maintenance guys, right? You don't see me pulling up in my limo or my $100,000 plus Mercedes or walking off the runway with my jet. Okay. Why is that? Because that's all bullshit. That's not what I do. I'm not going to show you and talk to you about shit I'm not doing. Okay. But there are many people out there that do and will. So let's kind of summarize this. Just be on the lookout. Keep your antenna up for this kind of BS because it's getting worse and worse, and it's gaining momentum. And again, I just get concerned that some people start thinking that this is really the way it is, and all of a sudden they're into something or a situation where they find out it's not. Okay. In terms of what the person is saying or telling them. And just make sure you keep your antenna up. Do a little bit of digging. Do a little bit of research. And I always say, whenever you're interested in doing business with somebody, and this didn't come from me, it came from a mentor of mine, and I've used it ever since I've heard it. It basically is this. Before you give anybody any money, whether you're going to invest in a project with them, you're going to invest in a property with them, you're going to buy something from them, get like 3 references, okay? Just 3. That's all. Just 3. Of people that will like tell you what they're like and what they're about. I had one guy here last year. His name is Jim. He talked to, I want to say, 5 or 6 people that have done business with me. And he took about a month to 2 months to do it. Fine. Right? That's what he should do. He should be doing that. And by the way, you should be too. Before you hand your money over to anybody, especially a significant amount of money. So keep your antenna up out there, guys. Keep a lookout for what is going on. And always remember, what are they showing you? What is it you're seeing? And filter that through that antenna and make some really, really good common sense decisions, okay? All right. Have a great day. Have a great rest of your week or weekend. And we will talk to you later. All right. See ya. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. For investment questions, comments, or to get in touch with Darren, go to www.garmanblog.com. Thanks for joining Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. For investment questions, comments, or to get in touch with Darren, go to www.garmanblog.com.